This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Joe Biden had a conversation with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu earlier today, his fourth conversation, as a matter of fact, since the chaos in Israel and Palestine broke out 10 days ago. This is Karine Jean-Pierre, President Biden's deputy press secretary.
The two leaders had a detailed discussion on the state of events in Gaza, Israelis' progress in degrading the capabilities of Hamas and other terrorist elements, and ongoing diplomatic efforts by regional governments and the United States. The president conveyed to the prime minister that he expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire.
However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded already. He is determined to continue his operation until his aim is met. He said, "I greatly appreciate the support of the American president, our friend Joe Biden, for the self-defense of the state of Israel. I am determined to continue this operation until its aim is met, to restore peace and security to you, the citizens of Israel." Until Wednesday, Biden had avoided pushing the American ally more directly and publicly for a ceasefire or conveyed such a level of urgency for ending Israeli airstrikes targeting Hamas in the thickly populated Gaza Strip. Israeli airstrikes killed at least six people across the Gaza Strip and destroyed the home of a large extended family early on Wednesday. Israel's military launched artillery strikes at a number of targets in Lebanon today in response to four rockets launched from Lebanon toward Israel. That according to the military. The Israeli military also said it intercepted one of the rockets, while the rest most likely fell in open areas. This is VOA News. The European Union has slammed Belarus for its closure of the country's biggest independent online news publication, Tutbi, as one of the reporters left prison after serving 6 months for her reporting on the death of a protester killed during a crackdown on demonstrations against authoritarian ruler Alexander Lukashenko. In a statement on May the 19th, an EU spokesman called the blocking a day earlier of the popular news site an act of continued repression and intimidation against independent media. Belarusian authorities also raided Tutbi's offices in Minsk and other regions and the homes of its journalists and employees, breaking the door leading to the apartment of Marina Zolotava, the site's editor-in-chief. Well, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said today he will oppose legislation to create a commission on the deadly January 6 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, a blow to Democrats who say an independent bipartisan investigation of the siege is crucial to prevent it from happening again.
So there is, has been, and there will continue to be no shortage. Of robust investigations by two separate branches of the federal government. So, Mr. President, it's not at all clear what new facts or additional investigation yet another commission could actually lay on top of existing efforts by law enforcement and Congress.
McConnell's opposition comes a day after he said he was open to the bill that the House is expected to pass on Wednesday. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy has also said he will not support the legislation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he will hold a vote on the bill despite the GOP objections, charging that Republicans are caving to former President Donald Trump. A hate crimes bill to combat violence against Asian Americans in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic passed the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly yesterday and will now head to President Joe Biden for signing. The bill was also approved by an overwhelming margin in the Senate. Reports of violence against Asian Americans have spiked since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. Spanish troops patrolled the border with Morocco in the Spanish enclave of Ceuta to yesterday after thousands of migrants swam into the northern African enclave. Video footage showed soldiers at the beach trying to keep migrants there as some swam to shore and others made their way around the fence on the breakwater that marks the border. For more on these stories, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News. We'll be right back.